questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salamun alaykum, dear listeners. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon you all. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. And this is the question and answers program on Islamic beliefs, where we ask the questions and the experts answer. I'm your host, Hassanain, and today we have a special guest with us in the studio. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Hope you're doing well.
Thank you very much.
How are you, Sheikh?
Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. So, Sheikh, the question for today is, does prayers eliminate our sins? Does it have any effect on our sins?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Actually, the question is about the impact of salat or prayer, as you mentioned,
right,
for the eliminating of our sins.
Right.
How it is possible when I pray, when you pray, and actually by prayer I mean salat.
Uh-huh.
Okay, we're doing namaz.
Yeah.
How is it affect our life? How does it actually eliminate the sin?
Right.
How does it prevent us from committing different sins? Is it possible at all or not?
Mm-hmm.
Very good question. You know that the verses of Noble Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the prayer and having salat. And he said that one of the benefits of salat is that it prevents you from committing indecency and wrong actions. أَقِمَ الصَّلَاةِ إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى أَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ.
That hadith is actually interesting, but it raises lots of questions.
Exactly, yes.
Yeah.
Inshallah, we go to that.
Yeah.
He said that Allah subhanahu in chapter Ankabut, verse 45, he said that أَقِمَ الصَّلَاةِ. Mm-hmm. Establish the prayer. Very quickly, I have to mention, because it's related to our topic, what does it mean? What is the difference of أقم الصلاة and صل?
Uh-huh.
Or, for example, صلوا. What is the difference of that?
Like, people usually say that, you know, establishing a prayer and just pray.
What is the difference of
that?
I know. You know, maybe one of the differences of that is أقم الصلاة. Actually, in the verses of Noble Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deal with the concept of iqamat as-salah.
Uh-huh.
We do not have in the verses of Noble Quran, and maybe in our narrations, we do not have, for example, at least in the verses of Noble Quran, we do not have sallu.
Right.
Okay, maybe in our narrations we have. But why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used the term aqim as-salah?
Right.
Maybe one of the wisdoms of that, he wanted to say that you have to observe your prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Observe all conditions of the prayer.
And what do you mean by observing a prayer?
Exactly. You know that when you, you know, if you want to observe all etiquette of the prayer, mm-hmm, which means, first of all, you should have huzur al-qalb.
Right.
Which means
presence of the heart.
Presence of the heart. It is very important not to have a scattered mind thinking
right
about different things while you're praying.
Right.
It's very important. For example, other conditions of that is before the prayer, you, for example, go to the mosque, go to the congregational prayer, to put some times for that, focus on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I mean, focus in your prayer only on what you pray, what you are talking about. You actually, you have connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
True.
It is very important. So it's I mean observe all etiquette of the prayers.
Mm-hmm.
It is a meaning, maybe one of the meanings of iqamat as-salah.
Uh-huh.
But sometimes you salu very quickly without any care, carelessly you pray.
So
very fast.
Aqim as-salah has more observation in it, like
exactly,
more presence of mind.
More presence of mind and other conditions of the prayer. And
right,
this prayer has an effect on it,
mm-hmm,
into it. He said, أَقِمَ الصَّلَاةِ إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. Because salah prevents from the indecency and from wrong actions. These kind of prayer. Not
right,
ordinary prayer like me, for example. Very quickly, without any caring, carelessly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these prayers, maybe, I do not want to say it does not have any effect, but
mm-hmm,
very few minute
right
effect that. But if you observe the all, you know, of the all conditions of the prayer, it has the fullest maximum effect and
mm-hmm
impact in it.
Mm-hmm.
It is very important. الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ. It doesn't mean that those people who do not pray.
Mm-hmm.
It means that those people who do not care about their prayer.
Okay. But they still pray.
To him, still pray. For example, they pray after, for example, 5 hours after the beginning of the prayer. Uh-huh. At the, you know, end of the time of the prayer, very quickly, right. Carelessly, with a scattered mind, they pray.
Right.
I think these kind of prayer does not have, you know, proper effect.
Uh-huh.
But if you have the complete prayer, complete presence of heart, then you can actually experience the benefits of the prayer, which prevents you from the indecency and from right. the wrong actions.
Okay, now, this raises a question. Like, when someone is also praying on time, but he doesn't see any impact on his life, so what does it indicate?
You know, actually, that individual prays on time, but other conditions of the prayer. For example, go to the mosque, mm-hmm. in the congregational prayer, with fullest presence of mind, with the other conditions of prayer. You know, do you feel that you are talking by your heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? As-salatu mi'rajul mu'min. If you have this prayer, I think it has the benefit of that. You can enjoy the benefit of that prayer. But if we do not have that prayer, unfortunately, we cannot experience the benefit of that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, and then in the end of that, excuse me, he said that wala dhikrullahi akbar. And the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is much higher than that. Mm-hmm. Actually referring to this idea that one of the philosophy of prayer is remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Mm-hmm.
It is very important. Because the most of the unfortunately, problems of human being and the reason of the committing sins and deviating from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ghafla,
mm-hmm.
is ignorance, is not remembering of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Staying away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Staying away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Please think about that. All, you know, evil action that human being is committing because of ghifla, because of forgetfulness of Allah mm-hmm. subhanahu wa ta'ala. And right now, la dhikrullahi akbar,
mm-hmm.
okay? If you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is much higher, much greater.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think we can understand why salat is tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar.
Right.
Why salat is preventing us from committing wrong actions.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Of course, as you mentioned, ghifla is the ghifla leads humans to perform sins or wrongful acts. Like if we really remain mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we think twice, not even twice, like 100 times before committing any sin. And with respect to all the things you mentioned, can we categorize prayer into as a good prayer or a bad prayer? Or like better, I would say that, you know, less effective prayer or a prayer that has less impact and more impact?
Of course, you can have your categorization, is okay. But only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows which prayer is accepted and which of them is not accepted.
Mm-hmm.
According to our narration, you have check, if you want to check your prayer, whether it has been accepted or not, you should check the result of that.
Right.
If in your day-to-day life you have been prevented from committing indecency, it shows that to that extent your prayer has been accepted.
Mm-hmm.
But if you see, for example, if I see, oh, unfortunately, I do not care about the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I do not care about the Islamic teachings, it shows that my prayer did not accept it, unfortunately.
Right. So, Sheikh, now I want to ask the same question from another perspective. Like we say, you know, prayer has a lot of good effects on our lives. But from the other side, we see people like the enemies of Ahlul Bayt. Like we see the Khawarij, And we see the enemies in Karbala who killed, who martyred Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam.
Exactly.
So in those groups, there were people that they had marks on their foreheads due to long prostrations. And they were very particular about prayers. And if I'm not wrong, I've heard this narration that, you know, it was the Asr time, and before, you know, before actually slaughtering Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, there was someone, some enemy, he was like, you know, just be quick, it's the time of Salat. Mm-hmm. So they're saying this before killing Imam al-Husayn. So there was this particular about prayer. So what does this prayer mean?
You know, that actually is one of the biggest and one of the greatest examples of the that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not accept their prayers. Okay? It's one of the, maybe one of the greatest prayer, you know, examples of that and samples of that.
Yeah.
It showed that those people, unfortunately, you know, they committed that biggest tragedy and crime of the history.
Yeah.
But while they were praying, mm-hmm. so it showed that their prayer did not have any value, mm-hmm. any effect on them.
Right.
You know, and because of that, they committed that biggest tragedy, mm-hmm. you see. So it showed that it is possible that you be a vicious person on this planet, mm-hmm. but you have, you know, you have the prayer, you have maybe supplication to Allah, actually to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Actually, it's kind of ridiculing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Right.
Making fun of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay?
Yeah.
It showed that if you want to give the one example of that is, for example, the killers, those people who committed the crime in Karbala mm-hmm. against Imam al-Hussein, all those people who are the enemies of Ahlul Bayt, they pretend to pray, they pretend to be, for example, on time. And actually, one of the biggest of condition of the prayer is to accept the actually velaya of Ahlul Bayt. At least does not have enmity toward Ahlul Bayt. It is very important.
Yeah.
You should not bear the enmity of Ahlul Bayt in your heart. It is very important. Yeah. And if you do not, if you lack this condition, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not accept your prayers. So actually, I have to be explicit here. Mm-hmm. I mean those people who have hatred toward Ahlul Bayt.
Right.
You know, maybe we have many people who are in ignorance of the position of Ahlul Bayt.
Yeah.
Maybe they do not have enough information about, I do not talk about those people.
Mm-hmm.
I only talk about those
the Nasibis.
Yes, Nasibi, exactly. No, very few people, actually. Very few people who have the hatred against Ahlul Bayt. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for sure does not accept their prayer.
Right.
And the prayer actually is not acceptable by the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That is what sometimes confuses me. Like, you are standing against the hujjat of Allah. You're standing against the authority of Allah. You're standing against the Imam al-Husayn. And you still stand in the musalla to pray Allah. Like, how do these things align? Like, these are completely opposite things.
Exactly.
As you mentioned, like, the wilayat of Ahlul Bayt is one of the main conditions of the prayer.
Exactly.
So you stand against them and still pray. Like, these things don't seem to align, Bachita.
Yes, we have many, plenty narrations in this regard that without the accepting the wilaya of Ahlul Bayt, your prayer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not accept your prayer. Especially those people, as I mentioned, who have hatred toward Ahlul Bayt, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not accept their prayer.
So, Shaykh, last question before we end the show. As we mentioned, the difference between sallu and aqim as-salah, like just pray and establishing a prayer. So, before we end the show, can you give our audience good advice or tips so that we be the part of establishing prayers so we can perform our prayers with all the observations and all our senses and being mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?
Of course, our scholars, they have gave us a lot of advices in this regard.
Mm-hmm.
If you ask any scholar who are qualified one and ask him some advice, you know, for the traveling toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to have journey, a spiritual journey toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like, for example, Ayatollah Bahjat, those people who are famously, actually, and indeed they are a man of God and man
of spiritual personality.
Spiritual personality. First and foremost advice that they give us is to have prayer, to establish the prayer. Very important.
And before going into the details, like, you know, first, that's the first step.
Yes, first step and the last step for Islamic spirituality, according actually to the Ahlul Bayt spirituality, is to care about your prayer. Yes, your prayer. To establish your prayer, okay, by all etiquettes.
Right.
Remember fully Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Easily said, but maybe for some of us difficult to practice that. But if you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for assistance, He will help us and we can have iqamat as-salah. Full-heartedly face toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Thank you very much, Shaykh, and thank you very much, dear audience, for staying with us. And that's all the time we had today. And from now on, we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He helps us to establish better prayers. With that being said, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban li aliyin wa husaynin wa hasan. Li aliyin wa husaynin wa hasan. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن